This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here to help you start your day right as we listen to what God has to say to us in the Bible. You know, at the very beginning of the Bible is this description of God's creation of this world that we live in, the whole universe, and of the first man and woman and that beautiful relationship they had with him. Total trust, obedience, honoring him, him blessing them, that beautiful relationship they had with one another. Just beautiful. And then this introduction of sin into the world when Satan came and tempted Adam and Eve, and they gave in to that temptation. They hadn't sinned when they were tempted. Being tempted isn't sin. But they responded to that temptation and allowed their attention and focus to be taken off God and put on themselves and what seemed like potential for them. And that led to the terrible fallenness that we all experience today. We're talking about this topic of temptation this week. We saw yesterday that temptation challenges God's word. And secondly, we want to see today that temptation questions God's intent for you. We go back to that passage again. The serpent comes to Eve in Genesis chapter 3 and says, "Indeed, has God said you shall not eat from any tree of the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "Oh, from the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it or touch it, lest you die." And the serpent said to the woman, "You surely shall not die. For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." You see what Satan is doing? He's causing Eve to question God's intent. What was God's purpose in giving that command to you? Don't you see? God is just trying to keep you from the best experiences in life. How many people think of God that way today? That God is a killjoy? That God is a party pooper? That God doesn't want you to really have fun in life? How wrong it is. Of course, we are made in God's image. Your very sense of joy and pleasure and fun comes from God. God is a joyful God. He gave you the ability to laugh and the pleasure in it. Of course, he does want you to experience the fullness of life. But he doesn't want you to do that in ways that go against his moral laws. And so he has set life up so that if you go against his moral laws, your life ends up down the road somewhere being miserable. It's not because he doesn't like you. It's because he loves you and wants your life to be all it was made to be. When you choose God's way, sometimes from the outside you think how boring that would be. But when you get to know some real Christians who love and know God, you find they are some of the happiest, most exciting, fun people you could ever meet. Temptation. It questions God's purpose. Why is God keeping good from us? It appeals to your flesh and asks the question, why is God letting some things that seem bad to happen? As you go into this day, be aware of times when you're tempted to question God's purpose in your life and have the courage to say, I choose to trust in God's purpose for me. Because every time I trust in his purpose, down the road I find it was so true. It was so good. God's motives are always pure. I can trust him. Trust God today and do what is right. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.